Okay, Daf Yomi, Monday night. We're holding by, not what today's Daf is. If you wait a second, I'm walking to my place. I'll say soon what Daf we're learning today. I believe we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Okay, we're going to get it set up here. Mishnah on Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. For those of you who weren't here last night, I gave up trying to learn Rashbams, but I have to register my protest. That's what I'm doing. It's very bad to learn Gemara without Rashi or without Rashbam, but in the time allotted, in the time slotted for the Daf Yomi, this year of Daf Yomi, it's not possible to do the Rashbam. Mitzvah Shem, starting Sanhedrin, we'll learn Rashi, or else we'll just have to change the times. It's wrong to learn like this, it's not a right thing to do. So we'll do it till the end of Bava Basra because of the length of the Rashbams. Rashbam is very, very myrick. So there's not enough time to read it even. Okay, Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Omer ish pleini b'ni b'char lo yitol pishnayim. Someone, let's say, a shchiv mura, or even someone that makes maybe a ma'aseh kinyan, and he says, in the negative, either ish ploni b'ni b'char lo yitol pishnayim, or ish ploni b'ni lo yirashim echav, lo yomar klum, it's invalid. The Rishonim speak out, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that learnt out from a pasuk. If you remember, we'll have it later in the Mishnah also, but we had it before in the Gemara, that learnt out from a pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that a person could pick and say that only one of his children to be Yerushim. He can't disown a Bechor, it's true, but he could say, Bein Bein Habonai should be Yerushmi, but that's if he talks in the positive, he can do it. But if he fights with the Torah, like this Lashon, it mamish makes a difference what Lashon you use. This everybody's molded to. Ish ploini b'ni lo yirashim echov lo yamaklom. Shehistal mashakosav Torah, he's going against the Torah. Very, very strange Lashon, Hishlam Mashakosu B'Torah. The Achronim talk about this Ba'arichus, because, you know, we're used to a Tanai. It means, you know, I make a Kinyan, and I make a Tanai. So I can't be Maslam Mashakosu B'Torah. But here, I don't do anything by Yerusha, except for die. So, you don't do anything. It's like, why do you need to say that Maslam Mashakosu B'Torah, and the Gemara talks about it, according to the Mandiyomer, Maslam Ashkosu Torah is Tano Kayim in Momen. What Tanai? Who Tanai? Where Tanai? He's not doing anything. There's no Asiya. There's nothing that's being done all Tanai except for dying. So what do you think? If my son doesn't Yarshim, he says, I won't die. It's a very, very difficult Inyan conceptually. What does it mean here, a Tanai? Yeah, but the Achrayim talk about it, the Bochber, Shimon, Shari Yosher. It's a very the other Achrayim. It's a very deep Inyan, and it gets into the kishkas of the Inyan of Tanoim. We continue with the Mishnah. Amachalik Nechosov Alpiv. Okay, it means it's either a Shiv Mara, or it means he's deciding what to do with his Nechosov before he dies. Riba Liechad Amid Lechad. Or Behishmalanas Abachar Dvar of Kayamin, because we're talking about he does it Mechayim, he gives him Atana Mechayim. A person can do what he wants with his Nechasim Mechayim. Aye, it messes up the Bechor, or it messes up one of the children. Okay, you know, you let the ships fall, will they may. Whatever Nechasim, whatever's in the estate when he dies, that's what's there. The Mama Mishim Yerusha, but if his Lashon was a Lashon Yerusha, Loyomar Kolom, this isn't contradistinction to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says you could say the Lashon Yerusha, one son should get Bein Abonim, either more or less, or only one son should get. But this Tana Chachamim will call it hold you can't, and that's why B'mama Mishim Yerusha Le'am Aklum. But if he gave it a Matana, then that's good.
Kasa bein betchilu bein bemtzu bein besoif v'shum matana. He wrote both Lashonos, Yerusha and Matana, Dvar of Kayomen, whether he wrote the Lashon Matana in the beginning of the sentence, in the middle, or at the end. The Gemara will elaborate more what that means. The Gemara says, Leinu Masichin Dlek Rav Yehuda, Dei Rav Yehuda, Amar B'Dovah Shel Momet Shel Kayim, you could stipulate a stipulation against the Din Torah. The Tanya, Yom Elisha, Reim, Kodesh, Ali, Amanach, Shein, Lechalai, Sher, Ksuz, Vahona, Arizim, Kodesh, Sutro, Botel, Dei Rav Meir, because it's Masna, Mashakosu, B'Torah, Rav Yehuda, Meir, by the way, Tano, Botel, it's a little confusing sometimes to people. Tano bottle means Tano bottle, and the mice is Kayam. The Tanai is bottle, but the mice is Kayam. So that means she's Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Meir B'Dovah Shel Momet Tano Kayam. Famous Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that even though Maslam Mashikos of the Torah Tano bottle, but B'Dovah Shel Momet Tano Kayam. Yerusha is Dovah Shel Momet. So why is it no good? So the Gemara is saying, L'chaira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be good. Moses says, no, not true. Tidu Tem Rabbi Yehuda, Hasom Yodav Kamachla. The Gemara is L'chaira saying that the reason Dovah Shel Momet Tano Kayam is because you're not really stipulating that the Din Torah shouldn't function. You're stipulating that she should be Moichel, or the other Parati should be Mochel. It's Momen. So they could be Mochel, but Hochel Kamochel, he doesn't want to, or he can't. So here it's not Shayach, the whole thing. And therefore here everybody's minded that even B'Dovah Shel Momet to know who bought El, if you're Masa Mashikos of the Torah. Omar of Yosef. Omar Ish Pliny B'ni B'chori, who, if he explicitly states, we're going to have later the Nemonis of a father to say who the B'chor is. It's worked out from the Pasuk of Yakir. He is B'chor Ben Asnua Yakir. So the Gemara says, if he explicitly says B'chori Neitel Pishnayim, the B'chor, that is, gets Pishnayim. Ish Pliny B'chor, who ain't a Neitel Pishnayim, Duma B'chor the Ima Kamer, he might have meant he's the B'chor of the mother, he needs a Pidyon HaBen. That's what he might have meant. If he didn't specify B'chori. Hold the Yosef Lekam and the Rabbi Bar Chana. Omar Lay, he said, Mukhsukhani, I know about a certain person, Shehu Bukhar, and he gets Mishnayim. Chayil, it means it came with two aidim. One aid wouldn't work, B'Dovah Shel Momet. So maybe he came with two aidim saying this. Amalai Minoya Data, what makes you think so? Tavikore Le Abu Abukhra. Tavikore Le Abu Abukhra Sikhla. He used to call him, you stupid Bukhar, you. Nowadays they put you in jail for that if you talk to your children that way. So you see, he didn't say Bukhari, he didn't say my stupid Bukhar, he said a stupid Bukhar. The Gemara says, Dilma Bukhra de Imahu. Maybe Adarabba, he didn't mean stupid. The word shote doesn't mean necessarily stupid. The word shote many times signifies that it's not Coca-Cola. It's not the real thing. You have Hadas Shote, it's not a real Hadas. So Bukhar Shote is not a real Bukhar. The Bukhar only to the mother, not to the father. So that's what he meant. He wasn't calling him names. So Adarabba, this proves the point. Not only is it not Akasha, but it actually proves the point. Dilma Bukhar de Imahu, the Chol Bukhar de Imanami Bukhar Sachl Korile. Okay, we go Baita. Ahudi Yosso Lakame. Rabbi Chanina, Amalei Mukhzakani B'Zeh Shehu B'Chor. Again, the same thing. Probably he came with someone else. Did it just to aid him? Amalei Mino Yadata, how do you know? Amalei Dechi Haba also the Kabi Abu. When people used to come to the father when they had something wrong with their eyes, and he knew how to administer a certain salve in the eye, that you spit into the eye, and it apparently has medicinal properties. Shichas was his name. Go to Shichas, my son. The Bukhruhu, he's Taka Bukhar. Because it said only a Bukhar spit does it. Don't ask me to explain it, I cannot. But I can't explain a vaccine either. I can't explain a lot of things that work. So I can't explain this either. Umasi Ruke, his Roke is Merapeyu. Go to him. Oh. So you see that even though he didn't say Bukhari, he just said Bukhar, Duma Bukhar Di'imahu, Duma Bukhar Di'imahu. So why did he accept the Zaydus? Maybe Taka meant Bukhar Di'imah. Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that Bukhar Di'aba Masi Roke, Bukhar Di'imah Lo Masi Roke. Don't ask me why. Amar Avami. Everybody, a tumtum and androgynous, right? We have sometimes children are born and it's a suffix zocher, suffix nekeva. How do you have a suffix zocher, suffix nekeva? So you have an androgynous or a tumtum. An androgynous means it has both the signs of a zocher and of a nekeva. And a tumtum is that there's a membrane covering up also mokum, and your pasha can't tell if it's a zocher or a nekeva. So it's a suffix, but it's either a zocher or a nekeva. It's not like a new species, which an androgynous is a species. Okay, Amar Avami tumtum shenikra benimso zocher eino noitel pishnayim. If he's a bukhar, Amar kra voya ben a bukhar lasnia. It's a drasha. For Hoya ben Abukhar, so Bishas Avoya, from his very inception, he has to be a ben. For Hoya ben means you know he's a Zohar. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok has another similar drasha. Omar Afenonita ke ben Soreru Mora. Domar Kro, ki yeh ben Soreru Mora, Ache ben Bishas Avoya. A member of another drasha. We go on now to the top of Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Amal Aleph, the first line. A member Omar, Afeinu Mamai Chelik Bechora. Not only doesn't he get Pishnayim, but as a Pashut, which he gets a Chelik, he's a son. I mean, now we find out he's a son. So he gets a Yerusha together with the other sons, but it's Pashut a mathematical Cheshbon. When you figure out the Chelik Bechora, you don't take him into account. In other words, if there's three sons and he is one of them, then the Bechor gets a third of the Yerusha as his Chelik Bechora. He gets a third. As if there was only two sons, what are you doing with two sons? You split it up into three and he gets two and the other one gets one. Here there's three sons, so if not for this din, he would split it up into four, and he would get two out of four. No, he gets three. He gets two. You make believe he's not there when you figure out what the chelak b'chora of the b'chor is. Shenemar v'yodu lo vonim. V'yodu lo vonim, it should be, right? V'yodu lo vonim ha'ahuba v'asnua. So again, we make the drasha Achei Ben B'Shas Leida. Okay, so to be Mamayit Chelak Bechora, it's a strange din because there's no dinim associated with him, but he's just Mamayit Chelak Bechora. You don't count him. Rav Shizbi Omar Afeinu Nimo L'Shmona. This means if it's Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, the Milo is not Doiche Shabbos. That's where you learn out that Milas Yom Shmini is Doche Shabbos. Again, the same type of drasha. From his very inception, he has to have been a Zohar, not unknown. So that's Rav Shizbi. Rav Sharvia Omar, Af Ein Imo Tmeya Leida. We know if a woman is Tmeya Leida, nothing to do with Dam coming out. The Leda itself makes her tome. It's usually not that nogeya because dam comes out also. But a kaponim, the din Torah is that Leda itself, the process of Leda makes you tome. What?
Cesarean.
What about it? What? So Machloek is on a common Rav Shimon. Here Rav Sharvia says that Eini Motmei Oleda, if he's a Tumtum, regular birth, but he's a Tumtum, Af Eini Motmei Oleda. Yomar Kro, Isha Ki Sazvia the older Zohar. Now, by a Zohar, you told me for 7 days. By an Akeva, you told me for 2 weeks. Twice 7 days. Afeinimu tomei aleidu diyamakro isha kitozvi of the older Zohar. Tomashivas Yomim, Achiyehe Zohar Mishas Leida, and the same, the Gemara doesn't speak out the other half of the Drasha, which would be Vim the Kedah Seleid, the Tomashuayim Kinidosa, so also she has to be in the Kedah Mishas Leida. So these Dinam don't apply. So that means the Gemara is saying, or Rav Sharbi is saying, that if a woman gives birth to a Tumtum, she's not Tomei Leida at all. In fact, the Gemara may say, to the Farish of Mishnah, not like of Sharbia. Isha Hamapelis, Hamapelis Tumtum Andraganis. And so you don't know, so she has to go to Chumra. When a woman is not sure what she had, and she goes to Chumra, so she has to keep 2 weeks Tomei, because maybe it's in a Keva, and by in a Keva it's 2 weeks Tomei. After a woman's Tomei Aleda, she has a period of days where she's Tohor. Even if she sees Dam. Now for a Zohar that lasts another 33 after the 7, Tomei for 7, Tohor, even if she sees Dam for 33, and by an Akeva she's Tomei for 14, and she's Tohor even if she sees Dam for 66. If you don't know what you had, then you have to bake yourself Tomei for 2 weeks, and you only could deck yourself Tohor for 33 minus 14 is. What's 33 minus 14? 19? Yeah. Another 19, no, 40 minus 7. Another 40 minus 7, but maybe it's a Zohar. So after 2 weeks, you do 40 minus 14. Another 26 days, which is Tohar.
What is the Mapelis?
Yeah.
It means it's
a suffix. You don't know what it is. That's what the Gemara means to say. You don't know what it is. You can't go look. Teshev l'zochru nekeva. Akoponim, you can't get clearer than that, that she's Tomei Aleda. She gave birth to a Tumtum. So Tshuftu d'Rav Sharbiya. Tshuftu d'Rav Sharbiya Tshuftu. Leimu tebe Tshuftu. In other words, they're both in the same parsha. This is the same parsha. Isha Kisas, we have the older Zohar. So if you see clearly this Tumas Leida, maybe that slugs off Rav Shizbi's din also, that there's no din of Mila Shmona to be Deiche Shabbos. Tonos Fuke Masafkele. And the Hanami, they're both the same. But the point is the Tana's not sure, so you're in the Sukkah. Well, the Chumras, you always have to go to Chumra. So the Chumra, it's not Doche Shabbos. So that's Rav Shizbi's din is still true. Now, even if you look at it as a Suffolk, maybe that's the din, but it's still not going to be Doche Shabbos. And here also, she sits the Zohar in the cave because it's a Suffolk. He hawking, but wait a second. If there's truly a Suffolk, if the din is so, so then Teshev l'zochur and l'keva will need them in Boyle. If there's, maybe there's no Tumas Leida at all, so that means that she has to keep another Suffolk. What's the difference of a Suffolk Nida? Hold on a second. What's the Cheshbon? Oh, there's no Dam Tohar at all, of course. Then maybe there's no Tohar at all. Because maybe she's just a Nida, so there's no Tohar at all. There's no Yemei Tohar at all. So the Mishnah should say, if it's specific about it, the Mishnah should say, Teshev L'Zochar, Ula Nekeva, Ula Nida. Because L'Zochar meaning she only has Yemei Tohar of L'Zochar, Misafek, but then she, it really doesn't have to say L'Zochar. The Gemara Nida asks that. Because once, whenever it says L'Nida, then you can't say L'Zochar. You have to treat it like there's no Yemei Tohar. We won't go into that now. The point is, the Mishnah should speak out that L'Nida also she has to sit, meaning she has to conduct herself as if there's no Yemei Tohar at all. Kasha. So that's weird. Kasha usually means it's not a tufta, it's a kasha. So it means, the Rishonim say, maybe there was a Gersa Lanida, and they just had the wrong Gersa or whatever, something like that. They didn't have the right Gersa. They weren't medactic in the Gersa. Okay. Omar Rava. Tanya Kavosei Duravami. That there's no din b'chora. Ben v'loy tumtum. B'chor v'lo sofer. Bishlama ben v'lo tumtum tells me kidu Ravami, tells me Ravami's din, that a tumtum doesn't get bishnayim. Ela b'chor v'lo sofer lafukei mai. What is that telling me? So obviously a sofer b'chor wouldn't get bishnayim. Say I'm with Machvel of Orion. Like, what's the case? What does it mean? What do you need a pasuk for? Lafukei mai. Lafukei mi de Dorash Rava. The Dorash Rava. Shtei noshim sheyoldu beis chorim. The machva in a hidden place. They were hiding, unfortunately, right? This was pretty true not so long ago, that they had to go hide when they gave birth. So two women gave birth to two Sparim, the same husband. So you don't know which one's the Bukhar. Kosin Harsha Zelazer, right? That's a way they can collect on the Bukhara, on the Pishnayim. One of them writes Harsha to the other ones. He says, I'm either collecting from Harsha, means power of attorney, to put it very simply, maybe too simply, but that's what we'll do. Power of attorney. So I'm either collecting for myself because I'm a Bukhar, or I'm collecting for you with the power of attorney. So to be sure, Rava's din, you can't do that. Rava says you could do that because Monavshach, you're going to get the Chalek Pishnayim either on your own merit or on the merit of the Harsha. So the Pasuk, if it means that, then would be saying that you don't make the Monav Shach. But you say, if you don't know for sure you're a Bukhar, you can't collect. So even though you say Monav Shach, I can collect either for myself or for he wrote me a power of attorney. So you say no. That's the Pasuk of Bukhar below Safek, meaning you have to be a Vade Bukhar. A Safek Bukhar can't collect. Even if he maneuvers that he can take it for Taras Mi Monav Shach. I'm going to have a couple of Rava. Vasholach Ravin, the Rava himself was chaser from his din. Vasholach Ravin, David Rashi Al to the Chol Rabosai, Loyoma Lidavar, Baram Kakoma Mishim Arvianai, Hukru the Besof Nisar Buruch. At one point in time, you know who the Bukhar was, and then they had a case of mistaken identity, they got mixed up. Maybe they looked the same. They got mixed up. Nobody knew who anybody was. So then, Kaisvanar shows Elazet to take. Because at one point in time, you know, this is not called Bukhar v'lo Safek. The Zeus HaKosov of Bukhar v'lo Safek, which really flies in the face of regular Dinei Mominus, like why can't you collect if you're a Safek? If you maneuver that they can't say, I'm Oitim Achveel of Araya. Like you'll take a power of attorney from the other guy, so Monav Shach you can collect. So we're mitzamtzim that chiddush, and we're mitzamtzim it to where the Bukhar was never nikar. You never knew who the Bukhar was. But that's what he says. Hukru zolf nisarbu kolsin harsha zelozeh lo hukru. But if they were never nikar who the Bukhar is, ain't kolsin harsha zelozeh. Because of this pasuk of Bukhar, but also of it Bukhar. Had the rookie Rabba Moira Alei, Rabba got out his trusty Maturgamon, who used to call out the Drasha, the Dorash Devarim Shamarta Lachem Tos Hain Biyadi, which is a pretty brave thing to do. I don't know how many Dayanim or Rosh Hashivas would do this. Ram Kachamru Bishum Evyanai, Kukur the Besoyf Nisarbu. If it was never clear who the Bukhar is, ain't Kaisan Arsha Zeloseh. Okay. Shochu Le B'nei Akra Diagma, it's the name of a place, L'Shmuel, Yilambeinu Rabbeinu. Hoyim Muchzokin Bozeshu Bukhor. Muchzokin means people assume someone's a Bukhor. Chazokta, they assumed. If you would ask them how they know, I don't know, the Bukhor. Like, everybody knows the Bukhor, that's how. The Omar Oviv. Al Acher Bukhorhu. The other son's the Bukhor, Mahu. What's the din? Does he have an emonus? This gets us into the Shiloh of Yakir, that the father is Nemon to say who the Bukhor is. The Machlok is reviewed the Rabbanan about that. So he asked him, well, what do you say about such a scenario? Where you muchzuk in person A that he's the Bukhor, that's the assumption that everybody's making, and then the father says against the Chazoka, this other kid's the Bukhor. Sholach Lehu, Kaisen Harshah Zelozeh. That's how you collect the Pishnayim. In other words, he was Masufik. So when you're Masufik, you say, Kaisen Harshah Zelozeh. The Gemara says, Monavshach, we're on the top of Kukhav Zion and Beis now. Monavshach. Ik Rabbanon Sirilei, if Shmuel held like Rabbanon, that you cannot say who the Bukhor is against the prevailing Chazoka. So, the Shalach Luk Rabbanon, say Rabbanon's right. Go home, you can't get Pishnayim, it's all over. Well, what's this business about Harshah? Ikra Yudas Hirulei, that the person could, the father, I mean, the father could say who the Bukhor is, even against the prevailing Chazaka. Yishlach Luk Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Gemara answers what you might expect. Mesapkele Ikra Yudi Ikra Bonon, and therefore it's a Safek. The Safek they wouldn't be able to collect. But if they write a Harshah Zelazah, then they can come at the best. And then they say, Manavshach, give it to me, either because I'm the Bukhor, or if he's the Bukhor, he gave me power of attorney. Mayhi, what's going on? What machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim are you talking about? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Yakireno, that's the drasha. The pasuk says Yakir. Kiyas HaBukhor Ben Asmua, Yakir. Lazos HaPishnayim. So it's a funny word, it's an extra word. So the Gemara says, Yakirenu la'acherim, that the Yakir means he can bestow Heker to other people. In other words, he's Neman to say who the Bukhor is, Mikan Amar Rav Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomar, Zebni Bukhor. And now he extrapolates and goes further that it's in all types of Yuchsin. He's Neman. Uchshem Shneman Adam Lomar Zebni Bukhor. Tak Neman Adam Lomar to passel him. Zeb ben Grusha, Zeb ben Chalutza. Also a Mamzer, according to many. So the father has Nemanus. If he's Muchsuk, that he's his son. It's a Shiloh, what happens if he says he's a Mamzer and he's not his son? It's also Neman. And he has that Nemanus according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim Moim remain on Neman. Not to say he's a Bukhor, and not to say he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rova. Bishlam of Rabbi Yehuda, Haino Duchsiv Yaker, that's what we learn now from the Pasuk. That even against the prevailing Chazaka, he's Neman to say that his son's a Bukhor. Elul, and in other words, many Rishonim point out, in other words, he might even be saying it about a younger son. So in effect, he's saying that the older son's a mamzer. So that's why that's learned out from here, that he could talk, he's Neman, to make his children into Psulei Kohel too, because by saying the younger one's a Bukhor and being Neman, he's saying that the older one is a mamzer. So let's review the Shita. The Rabbanon, you're not Neman to say anything. Elul Rabbanon, Yakir Lomeli, what do you learn out from the Yakir? What do you learn out from that pasuk? The Gemara says, B'tzorech Hekeira, that the father has an emunus when it's not against the prevailing Chazaka. When we're not sure, we don't know, so the father has an emunus, even though maybe it would be called Dovashim Erva, because it's a Shail of Yuchsin, or it's no Gei Amominus, so you might need two. So that's what Chachamim at least learned out from the pasuk, that when it's not against the Chazaka, at least, the father's Neman to say who the Bukhor is. L'mai Hilchusa. the Gemara has a very down-to-earth practical question. If the whole nafkamina is that, if you're saying the whole scenario is that you don't know who's the Bukhar, and the father's nemun to say who's the Bukhar, even if he's someone else, you're saying the father's saying he's a Bukhar. You know, the father can do what he wants. He can give him away all his money. Milo Yoav Lei. Can he give it to him? So the Gemara means to say, according to the Rashbam, that he has a Migu. Migu, he can give him the Nechasim outright. So he should be Nemun to say that he's a Bechor. So we're asking a Kashan Rabbanon. Bishlomo Lo Yitrebi, the Pasuk saying, even against a prevailing Chazoka. But according to Rabbanon, the Pasuk's telling him that he's Nemun to say who's the Bechor. Only when there's no chazaka, but when there's no chazaka, so he has a plain, simple migu. Because the whole nafkamina is with the money, and he can give away the money from Matana. He can give him a present. Goes, what? No, he can give him now. No, he can give him now. No, you're not over, now. He can give him now. He can give him away as nechasim. Now, before he's dead. Lo tzvicha, the Gemara says, so you need the pasuk taka. Benachosim shenotlu lo la'achar mikan. Now, therefore, he said Zebuchori, he then acquired Nachosim. So, and that is no migu. At the time he said Zebuchori, it was a Dabar Shaloi Boli Yoylam. The person can't be Makna Dabar Shaloi Boli Yoylam. So, therefore, you need the person for the Nachosim that he didn't have at the time he said Zebuchori. Ula Rameir Be'omar. So it turns out, according to Rav Meir, a father can give away a matana, even future nechasim that he'll be getting. So he has a migu, even for those nechasim of the future. So what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara answers, you have a scenario where even according to Rav Meir, you don't have a migu. That he's not able to be matmid the nechasim. He's in a state. I wouldn't call it a vegetative state, but he's not giving away any nechasim. So he has no migu. So still, he's nemun for those nechasim that he gets them. It's interesting that we look at it that there's no migu. Chayyur, there's nothing be'etzim wrong. A migu means biyado. We talk about migu and biyado to give it away. Chayyur, when a person's a goseis, there's nothing legal preventing him from giving away the nechasim. It's just, almost as a practical matter, he's not doing anything. So that should create a lack of biyado that you say, not biyado to give away the nechasim to the Bechor when he's doses is a very big kiddush. There's nothing halachic preventing him from doing so. Like saying a guy's weak, you know, so he can't do something. It's a big deal. He has the koach to do it, he's just weak. Tana Rabbana. We'll stop here. Stop it.